Okay, now we can move on to the core of the meeting. And at this time, I'd like to ask our gracious host here at the University of Illinois at Chicago, Chancellor Michael Amoritas, to comment briefly on the great work going on here on the Chicago campus and occurring all around us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning and welcome. I want to thank those of you who were able to join us last night for the University's Insights program, and I hope you enjoyed what you heard. Just in December, we graduated another 3,000 graduates who conferred 3,000 degrees, adding them to the Illinois economy, and a very large percentage of our graduates stay in Illinois. Roughly half and half between undergraduate students and graduate students, and 80% of the undergraduate students came to the commencement with their families. We had a packed house. We had two outstanding speakers. Suzette McKinney, CEO and Executive Director of the Illinois Medical District, addressed the graduate students, and David Simas, CEO of the Obama Foundation, came for the undergraduate ceremony. And we also had 50 representatives of the class of 1967. We dressed them in gold robes. They walked down the aisle together with the current graduates, and they give a sense of continuity and tradition to the University of Illinois at Chicago. An interesting story was that among the 50 was a couple. There were two of them that in 1967 they missed their commencement. And they missed their commencement because the university rescheduled the commencement because of construction issues. As a result, they had scheduled their wedding for the day that the commencement was rescheduled. They had to choose. Either they will get married or they will go to the commencement ceremony. They had their wedding without a lot of their friends who chose to go to the commencement, but they never walked down the aisle of the institution. They walked down a different aisle. So they came with all of their children and their grandchildren, and it was a great party seeing those two there as well. When people ask me about USC, how is USC doing, I use one word to describe how we are doing. Momentum. There is a lot of momentum. We're bursting through the seams with students. I was delighted to hear the president refer to the enrollment increases. We did our part. USC contributed significantly to the enrollment increase of the system. In fact, we are an outlier. When you look at the entire picture of higher education in the state of Illinois last fall, we were the ones that saw 23% increase in the freshman class. It's important to have this vote of confidence. It's important to have this vote of confidence for USC, and it's important to have this vote of confidence in Chicago. And I think that when people ask me how come and why, the answer is simple. Because you are really good, and because they're really smart, and they figure it out. It's early to talk about enrollment for next fall, but we already know what we have in our system. And the first indicators that we see are very positive. It is very likely that we will see our fourth record enrollment in as many years when it comes to August. And it is very likely that we will be including, once again, the largest class in USC's history. That's momentum. We see momentum because, for the first time in over 20 years, we see cranes. Cranes on the east side of campus. The last academic building was built there in 1991. It's close to 30 years by now. And just last week, we broke ground on the P3 project, the public-private partnership project that this board approved for the residential complex. And also, it's an academic and residential complex. Groundbreaking created a lot of interest. We had a large number of elected officials, and we got very positive press about this endeavor. This is the newest student housing community, which I described it in my remarks during the groundbreaking as cutting edge, because it incorporates the classrooms inside the dorm. It will provide 550 beds and will provide over 50,000 square feet of classroom space without a penny, not only from the state, but also from tuition money from our own budget, because it's all done by a private developer. The building also will meet our standard sustainability commitments, and it's going to be LEED Gold when we are going to ask for certification. That's momentum, and I hope that we're going to see cranes on this side of campus very soon as well. We'll be coming to the board with a new Capitol building in the near future for the west side of campus as well. We see momentum in our research. The College of Engineering Energy Resource Center, the Engineering Energy Resource Center, last fall received two large grants, one $4.2 million from the U.S. Department of Energy to help industrial and commercial institutions evaluate and install high-efficiency combined heat and power technologies, and another one, $3 million for just 1 year from ComEd. And through this project, they will provide energy efficiency kits to over 35,000 income-eligible households in ComEd's territory. These are two large grants that sum up to $7 million. Close to it, $6.75 million is an NIH grant that we received to establish a specialized center of excellence in minority health and health disparities research. $4 million from the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, part of the NIH again, to establish a partnership between USC and the University of Chicago in environmental health sciences, a new environmental health sciences center in the Chicago area. We don't talk about $1 million grants because there are too many of them. But when you sum it all together, for the last fiscal year, we saw a 5% increase in our research. We went up to $355 million from $342 million. That was the previous fiscal year. And again, the indicators this year are strong. So momentum in enrollments, momentum in terms of our infrastructure, momentum in research. This is good news for USC. So thank you for supporting us. Thank you for helping us build and maintain this momentum, and I hope that you will help us increase this momentum as well. As the president says, I don't say it, watch for USC.
Thank you, Michael. Congratulations on all your great work, and thank you also for the kind hospitality you and your colleagues show to the board when we come here.
You're very welcome.